And here's what I want you to see about this. If you're suggesting that, as Uriah Smith does, that verse 36 is describing the French Revolution time period and the French Revolution, well, then you're at the end of the time period for the papacy to rule the world. You're in the 1798 time period in verse 36. Whereas in verse 30 and 31, what is being set forth is the history of when pagan Rome descends and papal Rome ascends. When the daily paganism is removed and the abomination of desolation is set up, the papacy begins. So what I'm suggesting to you here is, if you understand these verses as James White did, you see verses 30, 31 showing the transition from pagan to papal Rome, verses 32, 33, 34, 35, describing the persecution that's brought about from that, and then verse 36, as James White would understand it, a description of the characteristics of the arrogancy of popery, and those characteristics, even the persecution that took place, even I realize it went on during the Dark Ages, but those characteristics are generic characteristics of the papacy. But if you say verse 36 is the French Revolution, then what you've done with those verses is you've assigned to them a definite period in history that begins just prior to 538 and continues all the way to the 1798 time period. If you identify the king in verse 36 as the papacy, you've identified the Dark Ages in general, but you haven't assigned necessarily the problem, and I'll tell you what the problem I'm speaking of in a moment is. You haven't assigned the problem of looking for a sequence, a historical flow of events that goes from the 538 time period all the way to 1798. And why I'm saying that is a problem is because Sister White quotes these verses, including verse 36, and says, scenes similar to these will take place when Daniel 11 is fulfilled. So if the pattern that Sister White points to is simply, as James White would understand it, the pattern of how the papacy came to control the world and a general overview of the results of when the papacy came to control the world, then you have a limited history of 508, the daily being removed, 538, the papacy taking control, and then here's the results. But if you take Uriah Smith's approach and you're going to come to apply